This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Ryan from Reading.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Andy, his wife, is also in the car. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So you know the deal, five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
Did you know that umbop was originally just a phrase that was supposed to appear in the background of another Hanson song? How many brothers are in Hanson?
Three.
Kevin Jonas turns 37 today. He's the oldest of the Jonas Brothers. His brother Nick plays Seaplane McDonough in which movie franchise?
Camp Rock.
Question number three. This singer turning 65 today. Take a listen to one of his biggest hits and then name him.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
The artist...
Brian Adams.
Canada's finest export.
Question number four. This week in 2016, the first Doctor Strange movie was released. Which actor, who has also played Sherlock Holmes, starred as Doctor Strange?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
And question number five. Today is election day and a new president will be named. What number president is Joe Biden?
46.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
All right.
Now, Ryan, I understand you and your wife, Andy, are heading into Brigham to see your twins who were at the NICU?
Correct.
How old are they?
6 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I hope everything is okay. I had twins, and one of my twins was in the NICU for about the first 8 weeks as well. Hopefully everything goes okay.
Yeah, sending lots of love your way.
Thank you.
Boys or girls?
Girls.
Identical or fraternal?
Identical.
Oh, my gosh.
The shenanigans.
May the odds be ever in your favor. Yeah.
And what are their names?
Emmy and Ellie.
Emmy and Ellie.
Come on.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I have Courtney and Kristen. It's an incredible gift to have twins. Congratulations. All right, Kennedy. Ryan got 4 out of 5. Yes.
All right.
And he's good at trivia.
Okay.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Did you know that umbop was originally just a phrase that was supposed to appear in the background of another Hanson song?
No.
How many brothers are in Hanson?
Three.
Tied at one. Question number two. Kevin Jonas turns 37 today. He's the oldest of the Jonas Brothers. His brother Nick plays Seaplane McDonough in which movie franchise?
Jumanji.
Jumanji is right. 2-1. This singer also has celebrating birthday today, 65. Take a listen to one of his biggest hits and then name him.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Oh, what a time.
So sad you didn't play Everything I Do. I Do It For You.
Nah, Summer 69 slaps on a pontoon boat. I'm trying to bring it back.
3-2. Question number 4. This week in 2016, the first Doctor Strange movie was released. Which actor who also played Sherlock Holmes starred as Doctor Strange?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
4-3. Question number 5. Today is Election Day. And a new president will be named, at least soon anyway. Which number president is Joe Biden?
Joe Biden is 46?
That is correct. Oof. If you've not seen that sketch on Saturday Night Live, it's hysterical. Joe Biden. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Ryan, you're not walking away empty-handed, though. You sound like you're a big Shawn Mendes guy. Congratulations.
It sounds like you got a lot of time on your hands.
Yep. Although going to a movie to sit in a nice, quiet movie theater for a couple hours might be nice. You got a pair of tickets for Shawn Mendes, the Friends and Family Only Alive concert film in theaters for one night, November 14th. You can buy tickets. Go to friendsandfamilyfilm.com. to find out which theater and to buy tickets. But you're going for free, okay?
Awesome.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Ryan and Andy from Reading, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to James from Boston.
Hi, James.
Hi.
James is in the car with his wife, Pauline, and they are actually on their way to vote. So thank you for participating in that. So what, are you coming by the radio station to vote for condiments in the fridge or not?
No. Yeah, a little bit of traffic, but on the way.
All right.
We'll take write-in ballots.
Pauline, you putting the condiments like ketchup and mustard in the cabinet or in the fridge?
I put them in the fridge.
Yeah.
Because you're normal.
I'm normal. Yeah, I like to think so.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 trivia questions all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash if you tie. Unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. Question number 1. Mad Men has been named the best show of the 21st century by The Hollywood Reporter. Which actor starred as Don Draper on Mad Men?
John Hamm.
22 years ago today, in 2002, Justin Timberlake released his debut solo album called Justified, featuring hits Cry Me a River and Rock Your Body. Cry Me a River is a song about his relationship with whom?
Britney Spears.
The John Wick franchise has generated over $1 billion globally, but none of it would be possible without Eva Longoria. The original film was less than 24 hours away from shutting down entirely over money when Longoria invested $6 million of her own money to finish the movie.
That's crazy.
Eva Longoria starred on which ABC show that took place on Wisteria Lane?
Desperate Housewives.
Finding Nemo tops the list of the best feel-good movies. Other movies include Toy Story, It's a Wonderful Life, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. What type of fish is Nemo?
I don't know.
All right, question number 5. I don't know if you've heard, but today is Election Day. Everyone knows George Washington was the first president of the United States. Who was second?
Thomas Jefferson.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, Kennedy, welcome back. James, with his wife Pauline, got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, my friends.
Yeah. These are really hard. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mad Men has been named the best show of the 21st century by The Hollywood Reporter. Which actor starred as Don Draper on Mad Men?
John Hamm.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. 22 years ago today in 2002, Justin Timberlake released his debut solo album, Justified, featuring the hits Cry Me a River and Rock Your Body. Cry Me a River is a song about his relationship with whom?
Britney Spears.
Tied at two. The John Wick franchise has generated over $1 billion globally, but none of it would be possible without Eva Longoria. The original film was less than 24 hours away from shutting down entirely because of money issues. Eva Longoria invested $6 million of her own money to finish the movie.
Wow.
She starred on which ABC show that took place on Wisteria Lane?
Desperate Housewives.
Hope she made that money back on her investment.
I would assume that that was a
pretty
good
return investment.
I'd like to think it worked out for her.
Tied at three, question number four. Finding Nemo tops the list of the best feel-good movies. Other movies include Toy Story, It's a Wonderful Life, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. What type of fish is Nemo?
Clownfish.
4-3, question number five. Today is Election Day, and everyone knows George Washington was the first president of the United States. But who was second?
John Adams.
Somebody's a fan of Hamilton.
Sit down, John.
Yep.
Well, no, I live in Quincy. It would be really, really bad if I didn't. Every street is called Adams. Every building is called Adams. It would be bad if I didn't.
That's pretty funny. 5-3 is the final score. James and Pauline Kennedy gets the win. Sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning.
If only you lived in Quincy.
God's what, country.
Yeah. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is James and Pauline, and we cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Karen from Derry, New Hampshire.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions are all about pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win the $100. Pretty simple. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Chris Pratt says that no matter who wins today, we have to find a way to move forward together. And remember, we're fellow countrymen. Chris played Andy Dwyer on which TV show that launched his movie career?
Parks and Rec.
89 years ago today, in 1935, the game Monopoly was introduced by the Parker Brothers Company. What is the most expensive property on the Monopoly board?
I think it's Park Place.
Rihanna joked about using her son's passport so she can vote. She's from another country and has never become a U.S. citizen. Where is Rihanna from?
Barbados.
Today is Election Day. Whoever becomes the president of the United States will need at least 270 votes from which election process designed for the sole purpose of electing the president?
The Electoral College.
Question number five. Kris Jenner celebrating their 69th today. the overlord of the Kardashian empire and the reason they are also successful.
The devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder.
Name all of her children.
Oh, gosh. So she has Courtney, Kim, Chloe, Kendall, Rob, and is there one other?
I don't know.
It's up to you to decide.
I think there's one other. Kendall and... I can't think of it. Kendall, Chloe, Kim. Yeah, I don't know.
Kennedy! A lot of K's.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
Karen got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friend.
Yeah, these are...
Thank you.
Super tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Chris Pratt says, no matter who wins today, we have to find a way to move forward together. And remember, we're fellow countrymen. Chris played Andy Dwyer on which TV show that launched his movie career?
Parks and Rec.
Tied at 1. 89 years ago today, 1935, the game Monopoly was introduced by the Parker Brothers Company. What is the most expensive property on the Monopoly board?
Park Place?
Park Place is second. Boardwalk.
No game has caused more family fights than Monopoly.
Yeah, we never played it.
Tied at 1. Question number 3. Rihanna joked about using her son's passport so she can vote. She's from another country and has never become a U.S. citizen. Where is Rihanna from?
Barbados.
Probably better to keep your finances in Barbados than the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Tied at 2. Question number 4. Today is election day. Whoever becomes the president of the United States will need at least 270 votes from which election process designed for the sole purpose of electing the president?
The Electoral College.
Barrett came home, was quizzing me about the Electoral College. He said to me that Maine only has 3 Electoral College votes, I believe, and that it's the smallest in the country. They are tied with some other state. Maybe Rhode Island? I'm so happy that he knew this. He was also surprised that Lana and I knew what it was. I'm like, bro, we're adults. We vote.
I don't think that every adult does know it, so.
Yeah.
Tied at 3, question number 5. Kris Jenner turning 69 today, the overlord of the Kardashian empire and the reason they are also successful. Name all of her children.
All of her children? Okay. Kim, Courtney, Chloe, Rob. Kylie. Kendall. I'm embarrassed I know that.
Kylie was the
more
one that you missed.
More people know that than the Electoral College, and that makes me sad.
100%.
Kylie was the one that you missed, Karen.
Oh, thank you.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, but you are not walking away with a little gift. You have won yourself 4 tickets to see Pentatonix November 19th at the DCU Center. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com, but you're going for free.
Yep. And you have to answer 0 questions about the Electoral College to get into that show. They just let you in.
Mm-hmm. All right, Karen, what do you want to say to Kennedy?
My name is Karen. I'm from Derry, New Hampshire, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.